From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Columbia Green Media reports that Wheelabrator Technologies has withdrawn its application from the State Department of Environmental Conservation for an ash landfill at the former Peckham Materials Incorporated quarry in Smith's Landing. DEC environmental analyst Christy E. Promo confirmed on June 11th that the mine land reclamation and solid waste management permits sought by Wheelabrator have been withdrawn. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Bernadette Hogan reports in the New York Post that on June 11th, Governor Andrew Cuomo launched a war of words with D.D. Barrett, the assembly representative for much of Columbia and Dutchess counties. Cuomo signaled out three female assembly members, including Barrett, for their opposition to legalizing surrogacy contracts that pay a woman to carry someone's child. Cuomo said, and I quote, "I do not understand the assembly members who oppose this. I have respect for assembly member Deborah Glick and Helene Weinstein and Dee Dee Barrett, but I just don't see the possible rationale. Pass the law that protects women," end quote. The state Senate voted 40-21 for the measure on June 11th. Glick said the governor's comments displayed, and I quote, "an unfortunate lack of respect," unquote. Read more about this story in the New York Post. Dan Friedman reports in the Albany Times Union that New York Attorney General Letitia James announced June 11th the state is leading nine others and the District of Columbia in opposing the merger of cell phone service companies T-Mobile and Sprint. At a news conference in New York City, James said, and I quote, "T-Mobile and Sprint have repeatedly made claims a merger would increase coverage in rural areas. However, looking at their track record, it is hard to believe that a mega merger would increase coverage by any measure," end quote. California, Colorado, Connecticut, Maryland, Michigan, Mississippi, Virginia, and Wisconsin, and the District of Columbia filed suit with New York in federal court in Manhattan to block the merger. James said, and I quote, "many upstate central and western New York communities still struggle today for 3G and even 4G coverage. That's largely because cell phone towers have not been built in those areas. And nothing in this proposed merger would expedite building of new towers or a 5G network," end quote. Read more about this story in the Albany Times Union. The Mid-Hudson News reports that Adlai Ryder, the former interim Ulster County Executive and Chief of Staff to former Executive Michael Hine, was named interim County Comptroller June 11th. Ryder, who has also served as Deputy County Treasurer, will be Comptroller through the end of the year. Both Republicans and Democrats backed Ryder for the temporary post. Read more about this story at the Mid-Hudson News website. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.